On Wednesday, the president will deliver the annual State of the Union address to Congress. And what issues will he focus on? Our Brian Unger says he thinks he knows, although he's not really sure. Here's today's Unger report.
First, what we know for sure. President Bush will address the nation on Wednesday. This based on information I found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3, quote, "The President shall from time to time give Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient." So the speech sounds like a pretty sure thing. We can also bet the President will address big reforms like Social Security, as well as remind the country we're still at war. This based on what the President said Friday, quote, "I will remind the country we're still at war and address big reforms like Social Security." Again, sure things. But Dan Ratherly speaking, it's better to be unsure and right than sure and wrong. So, in his State of the Union address, here's what I'm unsure about, but could be right. You never know. In spite of what happened to 79-year-old Helen Cotton of Hallandale Beach, Florida, the president will not issue a call for big drawbridge reforms or mandate warnings for when drawbridges might open, leaving elderly pedestrians like Helen Cotton to dangle by their fingernails from the railing while pleasure boats pass underneath. Because what saved her, in her words, was exercise, not more government regulation. As a faith-based initiative, the president will not back a ban on heterosexual third or fourth marriages. These folks who keep screwing up on love, then try again, they're good for the economy. Jewelers, florists, church organists, and attorneys, they work when marriages don't. The State of the Union will not issue urgent fashion reforms for federal employees or dignitaries attending memorial services. When we start dictating dress codes, parka or no parka, we're getting dangerously close to treating the world stage like a giant Super Bowl halftime show. Besides, we've got our hands full keeping SpongeBob in his square pants. To avoid seeming anti-democratic or interfering with the vote, the State of the Union will not favor one candidate over another for American Idol. First, it is way too early in the process. And second, emerging idols have a right to be self-governed by the 33 million idol viewers who aren't bird-watching or listening to public radio. As part of his compassionate agenda, President Bush will not ask Americans to donate money, clothing, and food to needy conservative pundits who've been kicked off the payroll for promoting Bush's compassionate agenda. Journalists no longer receiving government funds to publicize White House initiatives will have to find real jobs in, say, journalism. Lastly, on Wednesday, and with very little evidence to suggest it, the president will not address Michael Jackson's innocence or guilt, the weather, or Mad Cow being found in a goat. I'm not sure, Alex, but I'm probably right. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.